Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. We thought it would be a good idea to help you think past corned beef and cabbage and take a fresh look at modern Irish cooking. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, it seems to be high time to recalibrate our thinking.
Yeah, we're seeing young, almost celebrity chef status chefs emerging in Ireland. And, you know, unless you're getting on a cilantro in Fell's Point, there's not much other choice but to make some real good Irish food at home.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go to get some recipes and some ideas?
A couple guys have some good books out there. I think it's fun to just take a look, though, at what the ingredients are that sort of define Irish cooking. I mean, I didn't know this until we started looking at the show, but in Ireland, grass grows 10 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 2 months, it's not cold enough to even have to put your cows away. So dairy cows run rampant.
Mm-hmm.
They eat grass all the time. They're easy to grow. And so the dairy there, Irish butter, is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried, you know, there's a bunch of different brands out there, but like the Kerrygold.
Kerrygold comes to mind. Yeah.
Which is a cultured butter. So it's very flavorful butter. And it's something that adds a lot of different dimension to your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is over there, their grains, their wheats, they call them Irish wheats. They're coarse ground, as opposed to the more traditional, what they call French flour, which is a very fine grind.
Right.
And they're usually stone ground, which interesting that as the stone's grinded, it generates heat, so it actually toasts the grain a little bit to give you a more nutty flavor. But for instance, things like really good Irish soda bread and this beautiful brown bread that they make that's a yeast leavened bread, made with these coarsely grind grains, are almost crunchy all the way through. They
nice.
Have like a hearty texture. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a great recipe for brown bread, which is a yeast leavened bread, but it's a quick one because it only rises for 20 minutes. And what's interesting is halfway through the cooking process, you take it out of the oven and dump it out of the loaf pan upside down on the rack in the oven and finish baking it out of the pan so that it crusts all around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you get this really hearty, crusty bread, which with some Irish smoked salmon and some butter with chives makes it a delicious treat.
Ireland, of course, is famous for potatoes.
Of course.
Do you think there's some things that you can do with potatoes that haven't been done before?
Well, not haven't, but the boxty is something that I don't think many people know about.
This is
a pancake that's made with both raw grated potato and mashed potato and some egg and butter and cream. And it's not like the potato pancake you're used to, which would be more like a patty.
Right.
This
yeah.
is poured as a flat pancake and often filled with something like almost like a taco. And one of the things that they fill it with, creamed bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
So a big mixture of creamed bacon filled into a potato boxty is something that's a side dish or just a great snack all the time.
Some of the traditional things, I think, really can be done extremely well.
Sure.
Corned beef and cabbage. I mean, you can do a sloppy job or you can do a really nice job with it.
You know, Irish stout is a great cooking utensil
yes.
for braising things like short ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can imagine incredibly delicious and rich, flavorful braised dishes and stews that benefit from the addition of these great Irish stouts.
Which also shows up in ice cream from time to time.
Of course. And something else that they're doing are things like crispy cabbage, like roasted cabbage, so that crispy on the edges, but that creamy cabbageness in the middle, tossed with the variety of butter and poppy seeds. Things like that are pretty amazing. We've got a bunch of recipes that we'll throw up on the website. And that brown bread you made actually makes incredible brown bread ice cream.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.